Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
LP? But P don't mean nothing in your name.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I am out in Ashburn, Virginia, where it's quite windy. Brian is in the custom-controlled climate environment of the Navy Yard Studios. This is B. Mitch and Finley.
I have on a white beater and some workout shorts.
Listen, man, I dressed for the elements today. Huh? But I dressed for the elements today. I got jeans on and I got two jackets on.
All right, two jackets. What kind of jackets you have on?
Like a raincoat and then like a thicker, like a Gore-Tex, like kind of golf jacket.
And you're still cold.
Bro, it's windy as hell out here. But I mean, necessity being the mother of invention.
You have on Gore-Tex. I'm now just, man, you should be fine with Gore-Tex on.
B, I'm sitting in the truck, and it's way better. We're figuring this thing out on the fly. And
I did 31 miles in that same wind yesterday, and I'm going to tell you, it was beating me up. But I don't think one time I thought I was cold. But I worked a lot harder than I wanted to. My legs today feel like I was doing the conditioning test for Mike Shanahan.
Like Albert Hainsworth doing the conditioning test?
That's how my legs feel today. But you know what? Good ride. But it was windy yesterday, and I kind of figured, you know, you got the hurricane coming up the coast and things.
That's what I'm wondering. You think this is hurricane wind?
It could be preceding it, but I don't know if we're dealing with there. Because, like, as that whole thing begins to push, it pushes all types of stuff ahead of it. So it could be something from that was sitting down there. I don't know.
I don't know either. But it's been quite windy the last few days. But I'm doing all right. Here's my thing. I hate the cold. I'm a warm weather guy. And so when the first
here your whole life, basically.
Yeah, a couple stints in North Carolina, but more or less here.
You were in North Carolina for how many years of the 41 of your old life?
Probably about five as a kid, and then one as an adult.
36 years you've been here. Now, I've been up here for 32 years. And people assume, because I was in Louisiana 21 years, I'm supposed to love the heat. I cannot stand that humidity. But I'm cool with the winter here, because the winter here is nothing like when you get farther up north. And I will tell people over and over again, 30 degrees down south is way worse than 20 degrees up here. Because the humidity also gets you when it's cold.
Yeah, I hear you. I think what kind of weather you like, I have a weird theory on this if you actually want to hear it before we get into Commanders Cowboys. I think the type of weather you like often depends on when you were born. So I'm born in early September, which is still summer, you know, like the vernal equinox, as we discussed, is not until the end of September. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm a summertime person. And I think but that doesn't really add up for you because you're an August birthday.
Yeah, I was about to dispel that myth.
The autumnal equinox is in September. Vernal is in March.
I was born August 18th, and I do not like the hot-ass weather.
Well,
seriously.
Well, I don't think it depends where you're from then, because I am from here, and give me swamp-ass D.C. in July over, you know, freezing rain D.C. in January every damn day. Yeah. I will take swamp ass over parkas every day. And I think what happens is when you get that first batch of cold air in the fall, Like, you're just not ready for it. I'm just not ready for this. This is why I'm sitting in my truck by myself with two jackets on and I'm freezing.
But you know, I get to the point where I look forward to it because I'm outside all the time. And the thing about, like, cold weather, you can put stuff on. And as it warms up, you can take it off.
I'm wearing two jackets,
but there are some hot days out there. You could be butt naked and it's too damn hot. I'm being totally honest, bro. Some days
butt naked in cowboy boots.
Please don't do that. When it's so hot, sometimes like your skin is going to say, "Look, bro, if you don't go inside, I'm gonna leave you out here by yourself." Because it's some days where it's just too hot, but cold,
I hear
you. Go inside, turn the heat on.
I hear you, but when it's too hot, you can go inside, turn the air conditioning on.
Yeah, but you say you love it.
Dude, give me the heat over the cold, period. That's my stance. My dad was born and raised in Glasgow in Scotland. It's just perpetually cold and wet up there. As soon as he was able to, he moved to the Caribbean.
What was your father's name, Jimmy?
What's that?
What's your father's name?
Jimmy. I mean, James. Same name as me.
Okay, so I want you to represent Mr. James Finley Sr.
He was junior,
but yeah. Junior. I want you to represent him by one day just embrace the cold, brother.
Brian, what I'm telling you is he left Scotland and moved to the Bahamas, and then he spent his last years in South Florida. He was done with the cold. I'm done with the cold.
All right, well, you're not going to South Florida, so you best get used to it.
I know. I'm just, like many other things, I'm just going to complain to you about it. But whatever, it's not that cold.
I basically sat there last night, and I basically told my wife, I said, you know what? People always try to go to certain places. I don't want to run from hurricanes. I don't want to deal with mudslides, fires, and damn earthquakes. I'm going to stay here because most things, when a hurricane gets to this point, it's just a little rain.
It's just some rain,
you know?
Yeah.
So I will stay right where I'm at. We had an earthquake how many years ago? I was on the golf course, I remember, and I couldn't get any more par. But it happens every blue moon. But I don't want to deal with something that I have to worry about every damn year, all the time. No. I'll stay here.
You're right, dude.
It gives me everything here.
I contend. So my sister lives out in Arizona. My mom always tells me that if I moved out there, I would miss the seasons. I don't think I would. I don't care if it's 115 degrees. I would like it. But I'm not going, right? Uh-huh. So my contention is that the D.C. area has the worst weather in the continental United States. And here's why. Because we get, like, if you go further north, you go up to Boston or New York or something, they don't really get the extreme heat we get, or they don't get it for as prolonged, but they probably get a little bit worse winters. But if you go further south, it's hot as hell for a lot longer, but they don't really get the winters. We get the extreme heat and the bad winters, but to your point, B, I'll agree with you, we very rarely, or at least on the severity scale of certainly what we're seeing in Florida, and our hearts go out to everybody down in Florida right now. But even like the nor'easters or the snowstorms they get in New England or the earthquakes and the tornadoes you see out west, I mean, we rarely get the severity of the extreme weather that other parts of of our country get.
It's not as hot here as it is down there. It's not as cold as it is, you know, up there. We get a little bit of it. The thing that people don't understand, winters in Louisiana, we go, oh, man, they don't get a lot of snow. They don't need snow because if it's snow, they shut down for 2 months. You know what I'm saying? So if it drops down to 20, 30 in Louisiana, pipes are bursting. You got all kind of stuff going on. You know, if it gets too hot up north, all the electricity shut down. We at least can handle everything as it comes here.
So I want to get into a conversation because I think this is starting to bug people locally with the Commanders' reluctance to go the veteran route when it comes to really free agency this past season or certainly like as they've had needs over the last month. Like there are Anthony Barr was available, right? He's a linebacker that played for the Vikings for a long time. I believe he's made Pro Bowls. Ron and Jack talked about the need at linebacker. They didn't go that route. And he ends up signing with the Cowboys. He made a big play the other night in their win on Monday night. There are a lot of examples where you could point to veterans of some level of accomplishment, right? Like veteran players that have a little bit of gravitas for what they've accomplished in their career being available and Washington, by and large, having no interest in them.
You know, the funny thing, when you were talking about that yesterday, I met Ron by being exactly what you're talking about.
I was a veteran of some accomplishment.
31-year-old guy who went up to Philadelphia. And, yes, I am one, just like the kid Diggs who said Seattle got rid of him because he would talk back and he would say things. I went to Philly, and I think my way helped enhance that team. Because I went up there to be who I was. I'm not trying to be your leader. I'm just going to play. But you know what happened after like 3 weeks? The guys started coming to me and asking me questions and saying what I should do and what should they do. So those guys can enhance your team unless you're afraid of somebody else having an opinion.
It's kind of funny. My father-in-law has this theory that whenever you have like a work thing and you go to play golf together, you never bring up the work thing. And over the course of a round of golf, it just kind of comes up and you can have like a regular organic conversation. And I believe that theory to be true. And it kind of corresponds to what you're saying about being a veteran. And I would add that those Eagles teams you landed on were quite good and could use a veteran presence. Maybe they don't think this team could use that. I don't know. But, you know, you don't have to offer advice or walk in trying to tell people what to do. It just kind of naturally occurs. And I think young people gravitate towards that, or players that know they're on a good team but see a guy with a Super Bowl ring kind of gravitate towards that. Because it's like, yo, this dude must know what it takes to get all the way to the top of that hill.
Hmm. It goes like that sometimes.
Well, I mean, even when you got here and you're talking, letting Ernest Biner kind of mentor you.
Yeah.
Like, Biner at that point had tremendous success in his NFL career.
Tons.
And was willing to talk to you, you know?
Yeah. I just think that it helps, man. I don't know how it hurts. Now, if the guy is an ass, you probably don't want him around because he's going to find something wrong with everything. But I don't know many people who are looking for a job that are complete asses all the way. But I think,
are we talking football players or just regular people? Because I know some.
I'm talking about football players. But what I'm saying is, these guys can step in, and I've always believed in the person who's trying to tell me about how to do something, what to do. I at least need to know that you've reached a certain level. You know, don't start telling me how great things. If I do this, you're going to be great. When you've been in the same position and you ain't great yet, but if you've been there, I'm listening to everything you say. You know, I want to know somebody who's at least went down the path that I'm trying to go down. And those veteran players do that. Those veteran players, listen, a lot of times players believe in the veteran player more than they do the coach, and that troubles a lot of coaches. I don't know if it's like that over there, but it troubles a lot of coaches.
Well, it's a reasonable question to ask considering their hesitancy to bring in veterans. And let's add this, their hesitancy to bring in veterans that weren't with them before in Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's not strictly the case, but it's largely the case.
But see, that's the thing about familiarity. They know how you think, so you feel they're going to go along whatever you say.
Now, I want to get into that specific to the Ravens, but I wanted to ask a quick question, and I'd like to ask this of the whole room. We did our power rankings yesterday, and we go with NFL.com every week because we like to think they're the least hot takey and it's the most realistic and objective. The NFL.com power rankings have the Commanders 30th out of 32 teams, only ahead of the Jets and the Texans. B, it's a quick two-parter, I suppose. Is that too critical of the Commanders? And if we think it is too critical, are we too close to the situation and not looking at this the way the rest of the league is?
I don't think it's too critical. I think we came into this season with a bunch of questions, as did a lot of people that are national. Okay? They started off the season right around, 22, I think it was?
Yep.
And then they dropped to 25, 27. Now they're at 30. All right? So, for me, you were at 22, and we all thought that was right about the right place to put them. We didn't think they were top 15 when you go through everything. Now, we did have hope in Carson. We had a lot of hope in the defense possibly bouncing back. We saw three outstanding receivers that we believed in, and now we've seen them play so far, and they do look outstanding. We didn't anticipate injuries to the offensive line, injuries to the defensive line, that the fact that the depth was going to hurt them as it has. You know, we didn't see the fact that we went into the season expecting Jamin Davis to have to step up, and then we realized that we really don't have a good linebacker. Then we didn't notice that we were going to start having some subpar play from our backfield. So we have problems on defense at three levels. On offense now, we have a problem with the quarterback and the offensive line working together. Let's say it like that. The receivers still show you some greatness. Antonio Gibson has done some good things and held on to the ball for 3 weeks. And, yes, sir, we're applauding that. But as you said, Chris Rock said, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Now,
I take care of my kids. But you're supposed to take care of your kids.
When we see all of this stuff, a lot of us in this area, we were praising and we don't want to look bad, so we got to fight for it. The other people don't really care. They don't have to see one way or the other. What they've saw is that what we thought, we're not right now. It may come back later in the year, but at this point, the excitement we had going into the season, you can't tell me they've lived up to it.
Jeff Walker, it may not be in yet. I know he had the doctor's appointment for the hand that he broke, not in a fist fight. Landfill, is 30th too harsh, or are we kind of too close to it to recognize the reality and the severity of the issues?
I don't think 30th is too harsh. You know, for me, it's not just the fact that they lost the last two games. It's the way that they lost them. The first halves of the last 2 weeks have kind of reminded me of when one of those college football powerhouses, pays some FCS school to just come lose by 58 points to them at home. And that's what the first half of the last 2 weeks looked like. That's you're not a good
Georgia
team.
Georgia hosts Presbyterian College.
I love how Middle Tennessee say Miami paid us $1.5 million, then they average 1.5 yards a carry.
You know, if you're out there looking like Western Carolina playing Alabama, you're not a good team. Period.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, the combined scores of the last two first halves, losses to the Lions and a loss to the Eagles, I mean, 46-0 at halftime. And now you're going to Dallas this week, where last year when you played down there, it was 42-7 at halftime. Mm-hmm. I believe this team is better than 30th in the NFL. But I do believe that through 3 weeks, there's not really a metric you can point to that backs it up. I'm just going on.
Okay, where were they when they ended the season last year, JP?
In like power rankings, I don't know where they would have ended up. They ended up 7-10. And I mean, if you just think about the draft pick, they were originally slated to pick 11, and then they traded back, I think, to 16. I don't have my computer in front of me because I'm sitting in a truck, but I think if you look at just the draft results, and some of that's tiebreakers, but if you picked 11th, means you're what, about the 20th best team in the 22nd. League, 21st?
Yeah, 21st, yeah, exactly. 22nd, around there. So I ask you this question. If they were picked, but where they picked doesn't necessarily mean where they truly are. And if you look at the offensive line last year compared to this year, was offensive line?
I think that's the biggest area you can point to that's had a
But that's the question.
Real regression.
Is the offensive line better?
No.
Last year than this year?
A lot of people last year that were calling in complaining about Brandon Scherff making too much money and maybe missing a couple blocks, I don't think they've watched much Trey Turner this year if they're not calling in to complain about that.
Defense, do they have enough depth on defense right now?
No. Defensive line? They've lost depth. And I recognize that people were upset that they didn't call up Danny Johnson, who has some experience, and instead went with Wild Goose. I'm not mad about that. They tried to give a kid that they like a chance because we've seen a lot from Danny, but there's a reason he's been cut by this team a bunch of times and nobody else has picked him up too. So it didn't go great with Wild Goose on the field, but I'm not entirely convinced that it would have gone great with Danny or Corn Elder on the field either. I'm okay with giving a young player a chance in that situation.
I understand, but I'm just trying, how can you...
one corner and being in a situation where you're playing either a guy off your practice squad or a guy that you just picked up off somebody else's practice
squad.
How
can you truly fight for them being much better than 30th with what has transpired based off of what you saw last year?
You're right, B. I mean, well, you know what one argument would have been is they improved at the quarterback position. But now we're through three games – and we've seen what is pretty much one of the worst quarterbacking performances we've seen in this city in a while in that week three loss to the Eagles. And you've got a guy that, yes, they can move the ball. They're capable of explosive plays. He's got 7 touchdowns through 3 games. But he's also got 5 turnovers through 3 games.
Yeah.
And they've surrendered the most sacks in the NFL. And I'm not putting all the sacks on the O-line. So, I mean, the only place you're definitively better is wideout.
Yep.
Definitively. And I think... And we're kind of all operating under this assumption that I'm not sure is accurate, but I think they're going to be better at running back, assuming Brian Robinson gets back on the field and there's no ill effects from the shooting.
Yeah.
Right? And outside of that, where are you better? Linebacker, you're the same. DBs, maybe you're better with Forrest, but I don't know what you've got in your corners. D-line, you can't tell me you're better. You drafted a kid in the second round that is injured, and you lost depth pieces, and Chase Young isn't playing. We're going to keep this going. I want to juxtapose it with what happened north on 95 with the boys in purple as they add a veteran to help them win now. Do not go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.